two more poems. This is a new poem also. It's called View Number 45, after Hokusai and Hiroshige. How many people know who they were? Hokusai, Hiroshige. Anybody? Going once, going twice. No, you guys already are smart enough. You knew Addis Ababa, you knew Ethiopia. I'm not going to you anymore. Who knows Hokusai Hiroshige? Japanese artist. Can anybody be more specific than that? Thank you. Woodblock print masters from the 18th century. The most popular artists in their day. Hokusai was actually the elder master, and late in life he did an amazing work called 36 Views of Mount Fuji, in which he pretty much elevated what had been a popular folk art of depicting everyday Japanese life to a much higher level, because he actually took the people out and left the landscape in the most gorgeous, pure lines that's rarely been seen in the world in history. And meanwhile, young Hiroshige comes along in his 20s, and he does something called 53 Stations of the Tokaido, which is a long, beautiful road in southern Japan. And he puts the people back in. And who do you think the populace got drawn to more? The one who took the people out, or the one who put the people in? People in? Anybody says people out? Now the people in. So Hokusai in his 70s, or maybe even older, but enjoyed this enormous more than popularity, acclaim, suddenly found himself sort of out of favor. The reason why I'm writing this poem after them is because for many, many years, both of them have meant a lot to me in, for various reasons, but the main reason for the poem is that, ironically, the person who took the people out was someone who most of his life was kind of interested in putting himself in the painting. I mean, in the print. Does that make sense to you? You know, like if you saw somebody, say, on a walking down the road and his robe is blowing open, or I don't know, whatever. It could have been him, actually. He put himself in the scene. He wasn't beyond doing that. And then late in life, he decided, I'm taking all these people out. Meanwhile, Hiroshige comes along, and he puts the people in, but he doesn't put himself in the scene, because he is so absorbed by the world around him that he's only interested in taking the world and getting it down into the print. So they're doing all kinds of psychological flip-flops. At any rate, be that as it may, it's a short poem, shorter than what I just said. View number 45. I dreamt half my life was spent in wonder and never suspected. So immersed in the moment, I forgot I was ever there. Red-tailed hawk turning resistance into ecstasy. The patrolman joking with the drunk whose butt seemed glued to the sidewalk. A coral quince blossom in winter, pink as a lover's present. And tilting my bamboo umbrella against the warm slant of rain, was I not a happy peasant, crossing the great bay on a bridge that began who knows when, and will end who knows when?